much damage will the sunrise show? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's the question around Oklahoma City, where a tornado siren wailed not far from there. At least two people were killed.
Just a lot of destruction in this part of Oklahoma. It is a rural area named Cole.
Victor Park with Fox 25 TV is there amid downed trees and a damaged house.
It is a two-story home, and most of it has collapsed, and that is pretty much the scene all around here.
Other communities like Shawnee also damaged by tornadoes. A nightmare in Yemen's capital, and an event to give out financial aid to people. Armed rebels fired guns in the air to control a crowd that led to an explosion, then a stampede. At least 78 people are dead. NATO's leader has gone to Ukraine for the first time since Russia invaded, as NATO countries send more tanks. The day after an American Patriot missile defense system arrived, and White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says more U.S. aid is coming.
More ammunition for U.S.-provided HIMARS, rocket systems, and anti-armor systems, as well as additional artillery rounds.
The abortion drug mifepristone remains available until at least tomorrow, as the Supreme Court keeps reviewing this.
A three-judge appeals panel reduced the time frame a woman can use the drug and limited dispensing it by mail. That ruling blocked an earlier order by a district court judge in Texas revoking FDA approval.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. An IRS agent is asking Congress for whistleblower protection, claiming a tax investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being thwarted internally, alleging
preferential treatment and politics improperly infecting decisions and protocols that would normally be followed by career law enforcement professionals in similar circumstances if the subject were not politically connected.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Oakland might strike out keeping the A's. Major League Baseball team may leave for Las Vegas. They've bought land for new ballpark near the Vegas Strip. America's listening to Fox News.
The internet can be an all-you-can-eat buffet for identity thieves.
Ugh, so full.
Too many maiden names.
And social security numbers.
Where'd you find those?
By the password bar. Can't miss them.
LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss by monitoring your credit and bank statements. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A victory in court for House Republicans, who are angry about the criminal charges filed against former President Trump in New York City. They claim the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, is targeting him politically, demanding answers. Bragg sued to block a subpoena, saying they're trying to intimidate him and illegally interfere. A judge rejected that.
The ruling in the matter, according to the judge, came down to a single question. Could Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg thwart a subpoena brought on by, in the court's opinion, a valid legislative purpose? The judge said Bragg did not. D.A. Bragg hoped to keep Mark Pomerantz, a former staffer, from being deposed as Bragg's office pursues felony charges against former President Donald Trump. The judge urged both sides to meet and perhaps compromise, but a statement from a spokesman for committee chair, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, said the ruling confirms the committee's ability to conduct oversight. D.A. Bragg has filed an appeal. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
It's now 3 people under arrest in Dadeville, Alabama, charged with reckless murder in the Saturday night birthday party shooting at a dance club that left 4 people dead, 32 others injured.
We can't get into a motive right now, absolutely, because that would be part of an ongoing investigation.
Alabama Law Enforcement Agency Sergeant Jeremy Burkett. On Wall Street, a sell-off's looming. Stock futures are falling almost 200 for the Dow. In the NBA playoffs, the Grizzlies get even.
And Altama, another big-time rebound.
Memphis beat the L.A. Lakers 103-93 on Bally Sports to tie that series. Milwaukee also got even with Miami, winning Game 2, 138-122. Denver beat Minnesota 122-113 to go up 2 games to none. Hockey's playoffs went to overtime. Carolina beat the New York Islanders. Dallas, Edmonton, Florida also won last night. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. An Indiana man dead. It follows a crash in rural McLean County. Authorities say Nathan Wallach was driving Monday when he collided with an SUV on Highway Route 136. The crash and death under investigation. Champaign fire officials have provided new information about the fire at Curtis Orchard that took place yesterday. They say the fire began as a controlled burn, but something blown out of a burn pile then came to rest against the side of a building. The building that caught fire, it was put out by Orchard staff. The investigation continues. It's been 2 weeks since voters hit the polls for consolidated elections, and this week they were made official. Several races across Champaign County. Close, incumbent Matthew Gladney and former school board member Kathy Shannon won with 27% of the votes. Incumbent Will Kiles and former city councilman Greg Stock both have about 22% of the votes, but Stock lost by 63 votes. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good morning, ESPN 93.5, downtown Philo. Beautiful weather coming, though. Stand by. Weather this morning brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC. Our meteorologist is Greg Sawyer. Good morning, Diane Ducey,
good
as well.
Morning.
We're back in the studio from the St. Louis trip. Good game yesterday afternoon with a lot of runs being scored. So that was
14-5.
I think Sawyer.
Did you win?
Yeah, 14-5.
I think
speeding up pitchers has helped the hitter because they're just
When they get in the jam, despite the 20-second clock, you still got to move along. And if you're deep in the count, you're huffing and puffing.
You're huffing and puffing.
You throw something down the middle, and then even you and I can hit it out. So.
I think it's going to hurt the pitching, but it's more fun. Christian said, "Are you happy with this or?" Did you like it when it was 2-0 and you thought the Cardinals would never score three?
Right.
Because I used to be rooting for the Cardinals 3 or 4 years ago just to get the first hit. All right, we're not going to get no hit tonight. Yeah. I like offense, and we'll see.
And you know what I think a big help is away from that whackadaisical shift where you put everyone in one particular side of the field. I like the more you can shift, but you have to remain still somewhat balanced in the playing field, as in you can't go past second base and all that.
Look like the old days, the balls up the middle are actually a hit. Yeah, so I do.
Yeah,
I like
that
as well. Yeah. All right, my friend. So the Illinois football game tonight, the spring game.
Right.
They're not doing it. They canceled out.
Good. Well, not good, but good. Good thinking.
Tomorrow night as a practice, and as opposed to a formal Big Ten Network game.
Yeah.
So must have been not so good. So give me details, my friend.
Well, the details on the weather pattern is mild this morning. Warm for the afternoon, wind blown with a wind advisory till 5 o'clock this afternoon. Been watching a couple of showers and thunderstorms skirt to the north. Had something flare up here yesterday afternoon and evening time over some areas, and we're looking at a pretty impressive wave or energy driven pocket of showers and thunderstorms curling out of western Iowa and northwestern Missouri. There's the stuff that should be in here, maybe in weakening fashion early afternoon, then something into the late afternoon as well would be the current timing. Out the door this morning and into the evening as well, so good thinking on the readjustment of the football game. 64 now. Will it in Savoy? 60 degrees even as you get towards Rantoul. South wind 20 miles per hour. Will hit 40 to 45 miles per hour this afternoon with that wind advisory. And again, maybe a shower thunderstorm in spots here before the morning is done. A little more broad base coming through the area during the late afternoon, early on tonight. Might require a weather watch. We think the real meat and potatoes of anything severe should stay St. Louis, I-70, and south from there. 49 tonight. Evening showers and thunderstorms and more rain after midnight. Kind of a showery day tomorrow. Maybe a rumble of thunder at 61. We'll bottom out colder at 39 tomorrow night. Not so great for the weekend. Some spits of rain Saturday. Dry Sunday, though, 49 to 50. That's it Saturday. 50 again on Sunday. We should be 65 to 67 this time of the year. And some frost and freeze as well, both Sunday and Monday morning, 32 to 35. Daytime readings up to 56 Monday. More rain ahead Tuesday and Wednesday next week. We'll inch back close to 60 degrees. For Stephen A. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solzay.
Well, she's not the only one in the class of Republicans in the state of Maryland, but it doesn't take long to take the role. Nicolee Ambrose, how are you?
Stevie J.
Nice to
Stevie
talk
J,
to you.
Yeah, I know. Well, these Republicans might be leaving Maryland for Florida. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe that's why DeSantis won by 20 points.
I don't think you're getting a whole lot of invites for dinner these days in Maryland, are you? You're not really.
You know, that's what I live for. If I don't have the right dinner invitation, I cry into my pudding.
Alan Dershowitz said he's on his Republican diet. It's called never be invited anymore to Democrat's house, so he's eating Republican. Okay, Nicoli, so DeSantis got somebody to endorse him in Florida, but bottom line is it's still, I think, Trump's to lose regardless of the legal stuff. I don't think there's any way around it, is it?
Well, I really think we're going to have to see how this year plays out because, you know, Trump might have gotten a big bump from the Alvin Bragg indictment because it was particularly absurd and every other liberal prosecutor had passed on it. But, you know, we'll have to see if people start to get wary of other legal action that might come from other states, right? And that really has yet to be seen. That can go both ways, and it's hard to predict, and there's forces probably that we can't even imagine that could be good or bad there. But, you know, I have to tell you, all these endorsements coming from Capitol Hill, who cares?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, yeah. Capitol Hill is perpetually known for being behind the voters. It's kind of what they're best known for, actually, right? Like, never go to Washington, D.C. to figure out what actual Americans are thinking, because they sure don't know.
Well, I think we're kind of where we were when Donald Trump was elected. It's just like arms throwing up in the air, and the people in Washington, let's just face it, they're there for a little power and control, regardless of party. I'm sorry. It just... we're tired of the status quo. They won't vote themselves out with term limits, which I think 78% of Americans would choose if they could. Robert Kennedy Jr. is running for president. He gave a two-hour speech yesterday, and he already has 14% of the Joe Biden voter. I don't know if you saw any of that, but one thing he did say is that his whole goal, one of his big goals as president, is to forget identity as a Democrat Republican and think American. I agree with that.
You know, all beautiful messages, but whether, you know, you're running for the Democrat nomination or the Republican nomination, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. needs to get through a Democrat primary. And what he is best known for nowadays is being an anti-vaxxer, to the point that he was banned by Facebook, one of his main groups, you know. So he's going to have difficulty getting his message out. But, I mean, the Democrat primary base has gone far to the left, as we know, and they are very in favor of vaccines. I mean, you have to look at some in this party and think they would still like the entire country to be locked down. And that is his big message, not being locked down. So I just don't know how he performs well in a Democrat primary with that message.
Well, I don't know if he'd get 50% of the Kennedy family. I'm not sure. Because, no, really, his family is, you know, they said, we love Bobby, but... I mean, this is Bobby Kennedy's son, his oldest, RFK Jr. So, again, his voice is wobbly because of something, and so there is that. But he's some of the stuff he says I totally agree with. So, I mean, who knows if he can draw any Republicans or independents, but I do know this. The heartland's fed up. I think a lot of America's fed up. I think we're tired of the status quo. I heard an African-American last night talking about, hey, what the heck have we gotten from the Democratic Party? It's tired of stamping this. We need to try something else.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I live in a majority black city, and when I first moved here to Baltimore years ago to come out from Illinois to go to Johns Hopkins out here, you know, people were like, Republicans have horns. I've never met one. Yeah. You're evil.
Yeah.
For the past 10 years, it's been like night and day progress. We've heard, what have the Democrats ever done for me? And Republicans have to drill that message home, backwards and forwards. We were the party of civil rights. We were the party of every single, the party of abolition from our founding going forward. We're the natural home for not only black Americans, but anyone who believes in freedom. But I got to say, this GOP primary process, right? We've got a year, just about a year until the first primary start, a little less. And right now it's looking like a two-man race. And I know you brought up DeSantis early on, and it's just going to be interesting to see how this plays out because we have Trump who got a bump from the indictment. Will the nation become wary of this stuff? And then you have DeSantis who looks like he's announcing in June, and he hasn't even announced yet, and he's got 24% of Republicans being interested in him. And realize the way Trump won, the way Romney won the nomination, any candidate who can consistently get 25% of the vote in most states can end up with a nomination.
Yeah. Nicoli Ambrose, I took this recording when you had your last meeting of Republicans in Maryland.
Always.
Always a pleasure, Nicolee. How can people connect? How can we connect with you?
NicoleeAmbrose.com. And let's see, Facebook at Nicolee USA. Nicole with an extra E, N-I-C-O-L-E-E.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate you, Nicolee. Thank you.
Great chatting.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines at a quarter after.
St. Louis Cardinals with a big win, and you and Christian got to see it as an affiliate here at ESPN 93.5. 14-5 was the final. Let's get that Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals powered their way past the Diamondbacks 14-5 yesterday, and in the sixth inning, Nolan Gorman capped off the scoring.
I want to see this offense continue to flourish the way they are today.
The 1-0 pitch is hit deep. Right center field. Gorman has hit a home run. A grand slam for Nolan Gorman. 14-4, Cardinals. 14-5, the final, Ricky, and the Cardinals indeed picked it up from what happened on Tuesday night and had some carryover to yesterday.
Yeah, it was a feel-good game for the Cardinals' offense. It's really the offense that we've been expecting to see. Cardinals avoid the sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are off to a very good start. Not only the home run by Gorman, but Tommy Edman had a big day at the plate, had a home run and five RBIs.
He was a single shy of the cycle. And the Cardinals move on to play Seattle Friday night. Tomorrow night, it's Steven Matz against George Kirby. We're on the air at 8:15. At 9 o'clock, Ricky has the lineups. I'll bring you the first pitch at 9:10.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs win big two. I think it was 12-2 over the Oakland A's to sweep the A's.
Oh, Cubs are playing great, and off they go. They're right there.
And they're on the West Coast, so why not hit up the L.A. Dodgers? Oh, that's at Wrigley I have down.
Yep, they played out there, and now they're back at Wrigley for this one.
Okay, well, 6:40 start over on U.S. 105.9. And Philadelphia beat the Chicago White Sox 5-2 yesterday. They'll have Tampa Bay tomorrow. So the spring game moving to a scrimmage on Friday night is big news. It's not happening this evening. But there are 3 days and 13 home events with 7 Fighting Illini programs. If you want to take in track and field or tennis or at the Atkins Golf Club, U of I Spring Collegiate Golf Action.
First tournament in 11 years
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
There'll be a lot of people there, but unfortunately, it's going to be nice and cold. Temperature at tee time about 40. Windy on Saturday. 7:30 is when they start. They'll play 36 on Saturday, 18 on Sunday, and they'll start in the morning Sunday as well. So if you want to go see a great golf team, it's going to be Saturday, Sunday. Just layer up. Our weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you lots of great opportunities this summer. If you want to work, if you want to get in on some programs, you can just consult the website, urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, Memphis, Saturday, 84 degrees yesterday afternoon on the books. Not quite as warm today, and it promises to be a little busier as well with a partly sunny sky, but watching a couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. More significant line back to the west of us will arrive here this afternoon. 78 the high with a south wind 20 to 35, gust 40 to 45 miles per hour. Wind advisory in effect. Showers and thunderstorms around for this evening. Some shower activity after midnight. We turn cooler to colder, lows near 50. Tomorrow much cooler, variably cloudy skies, a few showers, particularly in the afternoon. High temperature up with maybe a thunderstorm as well to 61, down to 39 for tomorrow night. Cold for the weekend. A couple of spells of light rain and sprinkle activity Saturday. The high just 49. 50 on Sunday, be some areas of frost and freeze both Sunday and Monday morning. Highs up to 56 on Monday. More rain ahead later Tuesday and Wednesday next week. High temperatures right around 60 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
People are still traveling and spending on their Amex cards. American Express is reporting strong card member spending and record revenue in the recent quarter. It's standing by its forecast for the year. Wall Street was expecting even stronger earnings from Amex, though the rest of its report is encouraging and the stock is higher. IKEA just announced a big U.S. expansion. It's focusing on southern states where it has fewer locations. The furniture company tells the Wall Street Journal it will spend more than $2 billion to open 17 new U.S. locations over the next 3 years. AT&T is reporting slower growth in its postpaid cell phone business, that is, subscribers with a monthly bill for the start of the year. AT&T shares are lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Ben and Sarah had bought a land to build their dream home, and they started, you know, thinking about exactly what they wanted. They owned a stunning country home. They had to sell it, so they did what a lot of us try and do, sell it ourselves. Nothing happened. They got hold of Nate Evans. They explained the urgency, and I'll be darned if after several weeks of no offers, after talking with Nate Evans, they got more than the asking price of $500,000.
Sounds like one of the many success stories of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty, getting you that immediate cash offer on your home, offers flexible fees, sell your home for the most money possible. As you call, the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home, it's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Make an appointment. Talk about your timeline. If you're investigating new property, that secret list of homes, that coming soon program, you can't get access to that anywhere else. So talk to Nate and get the edge in finding your next home too. All you need to do is do an online search. Nate Evans Group. Start packing.
Looking to eat healthier and buy locally? Savannah Ridge Farms in Indianola, Illinois has been expanding their yak herd for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, no hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms is raising 100% all-natural yaks that feed on organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and you can also pick them up at their farm. Visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com for incredibly healthy yak meat. That's SavannahRidgeFarms.com. SavannahRidgeFarms.com. Well, it is getting warmer and rain and all that stuff. Going to be a little cooler started next week, but you're starting to think about outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
We welcome Skylar Pumphrey. He's from Greenview. Greenview can make it happen for you. You got to think about Mother's Day coming up. We got an offer today. Stand by. You're going to like this. And you want to, you know, add kitchens and pool decks and waterfalls and all that? Skylar, you guys can do a ton.
Yes, we can. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good to have you back. All right. So for our Stever offer, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you get to spend it, keep the stuff, and, of course, help us out with a little survey action as well. We're going to plant something for kind of an honor of Mother's Day, maybe. That's an idea.
Or proms. I mean, you need some good color in those pictures.
Well, we wanted to plant something. This is kind of a dedicated mom thing.
Okay.
Yeah, just for mom.
We want to really celebrate mom. Yeah,
nice.
Okay. So what is our offer today, Mr. Pumphrey?
So we want to do 500 off 1,000 or more for a planting, a tree, or something for a garden for mom. Something that she'll remember for years to come.
Okay, if you are interested in our $500 bill, we are happy to take your text at just say Greenview. If you want to plan something for Mother's Day here coming up, this would be pretty spectacular. 217-359-2255, because Greenview does a lot. They do a lot. And you're getting active, not only beautifying lawns, because you can even mow their lawn, but you're also planting stuff. You're able to get Joanne to do a little architect planning. Little...
Award-winning landscape architect and design when you go with Greenview.
Yeah, absolutely. We do every outdoor service you can imagine. Mowing, mulching, pruning, fertilization, just about anything you can think of that's a chore. But I also do all the things that you want to invest in your home. If you want to build an outdoor kitchen, you want to build a waterfall, you want to have a one-of-a-kind natural stone patio, that's what we do.
Okay, so I'm offering $500. If you just text in 217-359-2255, just give me Greenview. We'll let you know later today if you're one of our selected people to benefit from $500 to Greenview, and they're going to come and you're going to meet them. Skyler, you'll probably be talking to most of these folks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have, you call in for this planting, I'll be the guy that shows up and we'll do something special just for you.
Okay, you design, figure it out specifically for them and what they already have.
Absolutely. If they already have something, we'll accent that. If they want to start new and fresh, we'll do that too. Anything they want, we try to build it around what will fit on their property.
So you can really get that curb appeal. How about the low maintenance landscaping for someone like me who's not real good at watering and all that? Are there like some native plants and things?
Absolutely. We like to focus on the native plants because they are such low maintenance, low watering, low pruning. We don't want to have somebody out there in the garden three nights a week trying to make their curb appeal happen.
Uh-huh.
What we want is something that you plant it, you water it every now and then, you leave it and forget it, and all of a sudden it grows and it's beautiful. You only had to do maybe a couple days a year of maintenance, and that's what we really want.
A lot of people are getting into the waterfalls and rainscapes these days.
Yeah, absolutely. We just built a massive waterfall for a customer in south side of Champaign, but you know, one thing that people are trying to do these days is try to be more natural. Try to allow your garden to be part of nature, not try to have it, you know, take over the space or have it be inefficient. With a rainscape, you can direct the water to help your garden grow.
It's great that you work with such power ladies too. Like Lori's in the office. She's awesome.
Yeah, my office manager is awesome. She answers the phone from 9 to 5 every day. She can solve just about any problem you have when you call in, too. She's great.
Yeah, we know about people like her because they're really running the deal. So
absolutely.
We all know that.
We could not do it without somebody like Lori.
Right. That's right. Just when you say 4 times a day, well, just ask Lori. Then you know who's really in charge.
Exactly. Lori's what makes it all happen. We might be out in the field doing the work on your yard, but Lori makes it so we can give you the best service possible.
Yeah. Well, I just went to greenview.com, and boy, what a nice site that you can choose the landscape or the garden center and explore and design, maintenance. I mean, it's all spelled out here if you want to start to dream a little bit and get an appointment in. We're spotlighting Mother's Day, and I love when my mom passed away, we planted a magnolia tree in our front yard, and whenever it blossoms, I just say special prayers for Betty Ducey's soul.
All right, so there you go, Skyler Pumphrey. Thanks for coming in. 217-359-2255. Got a $500 bill. I'm paying for this for you folks. $500 toward your efforts with Greenview. Text in now if you want to be considered. It's a fantastic offer. Thinking about mom. 217-359-2255, text in Greenview. Well, listen, keep up your hard work. I know you're working long days these days, right?
Absolutely. Working past 5 most days. But, you know, I don't mind this time of year. It's beautiful out, and the people are so nice this time of year. They just want you to help them get their property looking how they want it.
I bet you they like Skyler. I bet you they like him.
Uh-huh. And he's always got a grin on his face because he got a fiance and the wedding planning going on.
October.
Okay.
It's happening. It's coming soon.
Maybe congratulations.
Maybe we'll invite the community to come, so... That'll be fun.
I think he's going smaller, Steve.
Thanks for coming in. Good to see you again, bud.
As always, go Illini.
Go Illini.
That's right.
All right, ESPN 93.5. That's Skyler. Again, text in. You want $500. Greenview at 217-359-2255. Well, it is Thursday, so coming up in the next half hour, Did You Know with Nathaniel's son. And next will be Gray Television's White House correspondent John Decker talking about what's up. Stand by. ESPN 93.5.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger, along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Come see what's new for spring at Merle Norman. Our Airy Color Collection features weightless washes of color for eyes and lips. New 97% natural and plant-based soft touch shadow glides seamlessly over lids for silky sheer to vibrant color. Choose from 9 versatile singles. Top off your eye look with 4 limited edition rosy shades of nourishing tinted lip balm. Shop while supplies last. The Airy Color Collection is available now at 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At least 2 people are killed in Cole, Oklahoma. There's a search for anyone trapped in tornado-damaged homes. An assisted living center in Shawnee, Oklahoma is damaged and evacuated.
The girls had started getting people in their bathrooms and for those that could, and then pulling people away from the windows. So they're the heroes.
Brookdale Shawnee Executive Director Shelley Stewart. Career IRS agents offering testimony in Congress about the investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter.
Mark Vidal, the attorney representing the unidentified whistleblower, sending a letter to lawmakers claiming the agent has protected disclosures that, quote, detail preferential treatment and politics improperly infecting decisions and protocols that would normally be followed by career law enforcement professionals in similar circumstances if the subject were not politically connected.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Hunter Biden's been under federal investigation since 2018. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. University of Illinois student facing charges related to a physical altercation at a frat house earlier in the month. Ryan Robinson identified as the aggressor in the altercation at a party April 8. Another U of I student was held down and battered, which police said constituted aggravated battery and mob action. City of Champaign reminds you Healy Street going to be closed for a week. The closure between 2nd and 3rd Streets is to repair sanitary sewer service in the 200 block of East Healy Street. Traffic's not allowed in the area, but access going to be maintained to all local properties and parking spaces during the closure. Illinois baseball fell 1-0 to Eastern Illinois in 12 innings at Illinois Field. The Panthers' long run came with a 2-out single in the 12th. Julius Sanchez tossed 5 scoreless innings in a start for the Illini. They're back in action Friday to begin a 3-game home set against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And that's a look at what's happening. Have a great day. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Delightful summer day's worth of weather, the like of the season yesterday. More to come for the day today. A little more wind involved, not quite as warm, up to 78. Heads up on that wind advisory for wind gusts out of the south, 40 to 45 miles per hour. Been a couple of showers and thunderstorms around here into the early morning hours. Watching storms back west of the Mississippi, they'll be here this afternoon in between a partly sunny sky. Showers and thunderstorms that could be locally strong for this afternoon and the evening time. We'll return after midnight in showery fashion. Lows down to around 50. Southwest winds will diminish for the day tomorrow. Much cooler, variably cloudy. A couple of showers around as well, particularly in the afternoon. Highs to around 61. Back down to colder tomorrow night. An evening shower, low down to 39. And a few sprinkles of rain on Saturday. Cold day, just 49. Up to 50 on Sunday. Be some areas of frost and freeze both Sunday and Monday morning with low to mid 30s. Up to 56 on Monday. More rain late Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
If you're experiencing challenges with your current copy or vendor, service issues, billing issues, or more, Watts Copy Systems is right here. They've been helping businesses and schools for over 40 years. If you want help, Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428. Schedule a no-cost assessment for Watts Copy Systems. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. John Decker. John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
John Decker, John Decker.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, children in combines are now singing the theme.
John Decker.
Writing it down in kindergarten as their favorite song. It's John Decker. He is Gray Television's White House correspondent live from Washington, D.C. at his home office just a couple of miles from the White House. How are you, John?
Hey, I'm doing great, Stevie. Hope you're doing well today. Having a good week so far.
Yes, sir, we are. It's always action-packed in John Decker's world. Gray Television has 113 affiliates, if I've counted correctly. Is that right?
Yes, 113 television stations that they own. Different model than Fox News. Fox only owns 13 stations. gives you a sense about how large Gray is. So,
great television.
Yeah, awesome company.
Yep. Okay. So Fox lost or settled out of court with, what's the name of the company? The Dominion. Yeah.
Dominion Voting System.
$787 million. Now, you're a lawyer, and this is Dominion's obviously a company. I don't know if it's private or public, but if you can say you've injured me, if it's injurious, you can sue stuff. Because I can go to MSNBC and CNN and say, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie. But there's different rules for what they're talking about, correct?
Well, that's right. This was a case of defamation. That's what Dominion was claiming. And they claimed that the amount of their injuries and their initial claim, $1.6 billion, and Fox ends up settling for about half of that, $787. And that's a lot of money, obviously. You know, writing a check for nearly $800 million, even for Fox. And Fox is a juggernaut. It has $4 billion cash on its balance sheet, but still, that's got to hurt when you write a check for $800 million.
Not as much as it would have hurt to have everybody have to testify. The Tucker
Carlson, right.
they totally didn't want to go there. And the judge was so complimentary. Says, I'll be your judge anytime. The both lawyers did such a great job. I never heard talk like that. That's unusual, wasn't it?
Yeah, very unusual. Look, it's interesting. You know, this was taking place in Delaware. You may ask, why Delaware? It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It's where Fox is actually incorporated, many companies incorporated in the state of Delaware, and that's the reason why this case was brought to the Superior Court judge in Delaware. But I think you hit the nail right on the head, Stevie. Fox didn't want their executives to testify, including Rupert Murdoch, the president of Fox News, the CEO of Fox News, as well as all the personalities, particularly in primetime, testifying under oath, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and this avoids all of that. This ends things as it relates to Dominion, but they still have this other lawsuit coming from another company called Smartmatic. They, too, say that they were defamed by Fox News. They're suing for $2.7 billion. So they already have a roadmap, you know, in terms of what to do to get a nice payday like Dominion Voting Systems got, and that's something that Fox is already preparing for. They say that this will likely go to trial, that particular case, likely in 2025.
When is it not defamation? In other words, I'm hearing certainly a lot of people cream other people, but when is it not suable? Why can't I sue if somebody defames somebody that I really like? Is it because they're a public figure?
Yeah, so if you're a public figure, then you have this added burden that makes it that much more difficult to prove defamation. If you're not a public figure, however, it's much easier, and most defamation cases are settled, like the one involving Fox News. What the judge in this case had already determined was that there were 20 statements that were made on Fox News, either by personalities that were employed by Fox or associates of former President Donald Trump, that were false. That was already determined, and that's not something for the jury to decide. What the jury would have been deciding is whether or not those statements were made knowing they were false, knowingly making them false, whether they were malicious. Actual malice is the extent that you're trying to prove defamation. That's a more difficult barrier to get past, and I think that, you know, you never know what's going to happen with the jury. And that's the reason why you do see these cases get settled before they get to the point where it's being decided by a jury.
John Decker, White House correspondent on our Tapman's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. Okay, I know you watched all 2 hours of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s speech yet. Two hours. Wasn't that wasn't the guy that spoke ahead of Lincoln's Gettysburg? He talked like 3 hours, didn't he? Anyway, Robert Kennedy Jr., a guy I probably wouldn't agree with much, but I agreed with him saying one of his big goals would be to not be a Republican Democrat, to be an American. Can we get that one back?
Yeah, that's certainly, I think a good plan for getting that out there in the public mainstream, the political sphere. Interestingly enough, you know, two of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s relatives, Caroline Kennedy, and she, of course, is daughter of John F. Kennedy, and Joseph P. Kennedy III, who is, if I'm not mistaken, a cousin of Robert Kennedy Jr. They actually work for the Biden administration. One is the U.S. ambassador to Australia. The other one is a special envoy to Northern Ireland. They're not too pleased that their relative is challenging Joe Biden. And look, other Kennedys have done this, right? One other Kennedy anyway. Ted Kennedy challenged Jimmy Carter in 1980 for the Democratic presidential nomination. He lost, of course, but it weakened quite a bit. Jimmy Carter going into his match against Ronald Reagan, I still don't think it would have made a difference. Reagan was going to win regardless, but it weakened him a little bit. I don't think that's going to happen in this particular case. Robert Kennedy never has held any political office, certainly has got the famous name going for him, but I think that's all he's got going for him is the Kennedy name. And look, we'll see if he even has a debate. I heard yesterday from the DNC there will be no presidential debate on the Democratic side.
You're kidding.
In the upcoming election cycle. I am not kidding. That's what I heard.
Wait a minute. You're not going to have the Democrats in a primary on the stage?
No. So Marianne Williamson, I think that she's declared. Now you have another one declared. There will be no debate. I think you'd only get a debate if you had a real challenge. I mean, if it was someone like, think about someone who's run before. Let's say Pete Buttigieg challenged.
Or Gavin Newsom, we should jump in.
Or Gavin Newsom. That's an even better one.
But listen, John, I mean, common sense tells me they're protecting Joe Biden if he indeed runs because he's not very good right now in that kind of guy. Like in John Fetterman, you wouldn't do that either. I'm just saying
right.
it's unbelievable. Has it ever happened with the party has not had a primary debate?
Good question. I'd have to look back and see whether Jimmy Carter actually debated at all during the course of that campaign.
Ted Kennedy. Would, right?
That to me would be a good comparison. And another comparison would be Pat Buchanan. When Pat Buchanan challenged the sitting president, George Herbert Walker Bush. And I don't think either one of those incumbents had debates with either one of those challenges.
Maybe not unprecedented. But just the fact that the Kennedys can't circle the wagon in the family tells you, Bill Murray, where we are.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
That's what I'm talking about here. This is crazy when the Kennedys can't agree and circle the compound. Come on, man.
I know, right? Come on, man. Support your family. Support your relatives. Come on. He's running for president. But no, that's not happening with the Kennedys this time.
Since you go back a number of years to the 90s and covering all this stuff, are we truly in very, very unique circumstances and times here with the incredible contentiousness within just our own towns?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, there's always been a divide. There was a divide, you know, certainly. You don't get to the point where you're impeaching a president. You probably think I'm talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was impeached. You don't get to the point where you're impeaching a president without there being a divide in this country. Further divide, you know, during the George W. Bush years as it relates to the war in Iraq, and you know, the division in the country at that time. A division, you know, during the Obama years, certainly during the Trump years, but we're seeing it, I think, to an even bigger level now during the Biden presidency, that's for sure.
Well, John, also, I think what is totally unique, and I've been around a minute too, is that if you say something that is, quote, hate, then you must be shut down, you must be censured, you under the auspices of you're a hater or a bigot or a homophobe or whatever the word of the day is, and then they'll, quote, cancel you and make sure you can't even speak. I don't ever remember a time like that.
Well, yeah, we are in a different time. I don't think that word or phrase cancel culture existed, you know, 10 years ago. But now it does, and it has applications all across, you know, our lives to a certain extent. And that is new. That's a new aspect of things. You know, people being overly sensitive is also a new thing, you know, that we didn't see even 10 years ago. So yeah, these are new things that this is the new reality that we live in right now.
But remember this back in the 60s, I remember those very, very volatile days of anti-war and peace and we're talking about Woodstock and crazy, but it was, we always had a chance to let the other side talk. And now it's just you shut them down because you're evil. You're a Nazi. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, I think that's right. You know, I don't know if you see this. I certainly do. You know, the phrase Trump derangement syndrome, you know about that. You know, and we see that play itself out. I think there's also a Biden derangement syndrome also that exists out there, you know, that and that's unfortunate. You know, I can ask someone who has either one of those syndromes and ask them this simple question: can you think of anything good that they've done? Just anything good that they've done. And sometimes people can't even get past that, you know, and each of them probably have done some good things, you know, or you know, even if you compliment them, well, I bet he's a good father, you know, something just something as simple as that, rather than getting into policy things.
You
can't even get to that point.
You should never hate. No matter what, don't hate. Hate is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die. It hurts you probably more than anything, but you've got to be able to at least communicate with each other. And ultimately, our goal is love, because if we have empathy and love, then that can go a long way. Anyway, it's John Decker to sort it out. And I think Corinne Jean-Pierre's on the other line. No, that was, she hung up. Okay.
She is not on the other line.
might have had a reversal where she asked you a tough question.
How about that? Yeah. Well, we speak to each other when there's not a briefing going on. You know, I'm of the mindset I speak to everybody.
No, you do, and they all at least respect you. You're not out to get them. You're going to ask them a hard question because that's what you do. You ask challenging questions to get the answers, which is kind of what a journalist was supposed to do.
I agree, 100%. Yeah, right. That's what you should be doing. Absolutely.
Can I mention your socks?
Oh, yeah, mention the socks.
He has
Why
socks
not?
Now that have the presidential seal.
Wow.
What the heck? Why do you taunt me so? Why do you show me stuff that, I mean, come on, man. I've already tried to get the Air Force One pillow. Now I want the socks.
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
Yeah.
Can I go to the...
I might surprise you, you know, pick you off an Air Force One pillow next time I'm on Air Force One, surprise you, and then you can't bring it up anymore, although you can show it to your friends and brag and all this kind of stuff.
Well,
but
you
have to promise not to sell it on eBay.
Of course, are you kidding me?
I mean, how do you tiptoe out, though? I mean, it's a little obvious if you stick it in your shirt.
Just pat your belly and say, I had a big lunch.
Oh, man,
yeah,
that was
a big lunch. So good. Hey, John, you do a great job. We need you out there, Bubba. We need a whole bunch of John Deckers because you're asking the tough questions. We've got to have the answers. I don't know how you vote in elections, which is exactly what I should not know, is because I can't tell. It's John Decker,
Good.
Gray Television's White House correspondent, sir. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much, Stevie. Have a great day, a great weekend. We'll talk next week for sure.
Thank you so much, John Decker. We check our ESPN 93.5 forecast from meteorologist Greg Solier, and brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, National Healthcare Decisions Month is going on. Advanced care planning. Stay in control of your medical care, especially should you have a medical crisis arise. Talk to your primary care provider about advanced care planning services offered through Carl, carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, Memphis, Saturday, 84 degrees yesterday afternoon on the books. Not quite as warm today, and it promises to be a little busier as well, with a partly sunny sky, but watching a couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. A more significant line back to the west of us will arrive here this afternoon. 78 the high, with a south wind 20 to 35, gust 40 to 45 miles per hour, wind advisory in effect. Showers and thunderstorms around for this evening. Some shower activity after midnight. We turn cooler to colder, lows near 50. Tomorrow, much cooler, variably cloudy skies, a few showers, particularly in the afternoon. High temperature up with maybe a thunderstorm as well, to 61, down to 39 for tomorrow night. Cold for the weekend. A couple of spells of light rain and sprinkle activity Saturday. The high just 49. 50 on Sunday. Be some areas of frost and freeze both Sunday and Monday morning. Highs up to 56 on Monday. More rain ahead later Tuesday and Wednesday next week. High temperatures right around 60 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Racing, racing, racing. Farmer City Racing has a full show of late models, modifieds, and street stocks battling it out for the big prize money on Dirt Car Racing's track of the year. Sponsors like Illini Overhead Door help make your Friday Night Lights racing experience terrific. Get pit passes now with discounts for veterans and young fans under 12. Visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Well, on Thursdays, we have a new feature called Did You Know? My son Nathaniel in Chicago, who's a master civil engineer, but he's also a curious person.
Reads a voracious reader.
Voracious reader. Nathaniel's son, how are you?
Good morning, guys. You know, it's funny. I actually have done so much more reading since I graduated than when I was in school. I'm not sure why.
Well, because you had to in school. Now it's fun.
Well, he's reading 800-page part one books of Winston Churchill stuff.
Okay.
800, I mean.
I never was into that. But that's why I rely on this segment,
that's
Nathaniel.
Right. Did you know where he cleans something that we do not know, and he's been very, very good. We've had many comments about it. All right, what do you got this morning for us, Nathaniel's son?
Well, this morning, I have the benefit of living with and being married to a kindergarten teacher, so I am able to keep apprised of some of the fun things that are coming up. Like, we've talked through Valentine's Day, we talked through Easter, and now, with Earth Day approaching this coming Saturday, we're going to take a little bit of time to talk about our planet and some interesting facts, some of which we're already going to know, but maybe some of which we don't know. So let's start with one that everyone is probably already aware of. Did we know that the Earth's surface is made up of 70% water, roughly 30% land? Question for you, Dad and Diane. Of that 70% water, do you know what percent is actually fresh water?
Not very much. Mm. Mostly salt water. I'm going to say 15%.
I'd say 25%.
Yeah, it's actually only 3% of all water on the world is fresh water. Now, of that 3%, see if you can stick with this, about 70% of it is in glaciers and ice caps, and about 28% is buried underground.
Oh boy.
So we only have access to about 0.05% of the water on the whole planet that sustains all of our whole human race.
Mm. Nathaniel, do we have enough fresh water? Man. Nice.
Well, you know, there's a lot of conversation about that right now. A lot of agencies and even governments and nations are spending a lot of energy to work on that to make sure we do.
Yeah.
We
swam in a glacier last summer. We swam in a
glacier. Cool experience.
It was where the
literally
tectonic plates, it was 35 degrees, but you had a dry suit. Tectonic plates, Europe and North America separated by about, 200 feet. And then we swam in it, and you could drink it. It was unbelievable. It was like, what do you say? Like Nathaniel said, like swimming in a Dasani bottled water.
It was incredible. I've never experienced anything like that. It was highly recommended in Iceland. It's right outside Reykjavik, actually, if anyone ever gets the chance.
Yeah, yeah.
A few other facts. Did we know that the Earth is actually not a perfect sphere?
What?
If you think of it like a ball of pizza dough, if you throw up a ball of pizza dough and spin it, there's going to be a bulge in the middle.
Hmm.
It's the same with our Earth. There's actually a bulge around the equator. It's not major. But it is due to the rotation around the axis.
Well, wait a minute. I saw the pictures from the moon. It's a circle, man. What? I didn't see that.
I don't think it's much, Dad. I think it's like a 0.03% bulge relative to the rest of the surface.
Okay.
But it is technically not a sphere.
Okay.
A couple others. Did we know that the Earth's core is as hot as the sun's surface?
Wow.
About 11,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. Ooh,
that's pretty warm down there. 10,000 to 11,000 is what I think. Yeah, you're right. Surface of the sun is about that. That's so hot, man.
Yeah, you'd only cook a pizza for about 5 seconds in an oven like that.
Man.
That's right. That's crazy.
Last one. We'll talk a little bit more locally. Did we know that Illinois, as well as Indiana and Iowa, Around during the last ice age, about 125, 150,000 years ago from estimates, was buried under about a kilometer of glacier.
Yeah.
And for that reason, a lot of the rolling hills that you see in southern Illinois and southern Indiana were actually flat, basically from Champaign up to Chicago. You notice it's such a flat drive.
Uh-huh.
But for that reason, Illinois, along with some of the surrounding areas, has some of the most agriculturally rich soil on the globe.
Best
and
soil.
So it makes no it's no surprise that the University of Illinois, 1867, was primarily an agricultural school, because people recognize that the soil is amazing.
That's
right. Hard to even fathom 125,000 years, you know? It's just like, I'd like to see the GoPro on that, see what kind of video we could get on the fast motion thing.
The time lapse, yeah.
So we were a mile under ice at some point. Man.
Yeah, between 1 to 2 kilometers, which, is approximately.
Yeah. Good stuff. Earth Day is Saturday, April 22, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Hey, good stuff from Nathaniel Sun on Earth Day, and facts you may or may not have known. I certainly didn't know about the fresh water thing. There's not much access. We better take care of our water.
Sounds like we need to get to drilling to get some great sources.
Nathaniel Sun from Chicago, did you know? Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Good work.
Have a good Thursday.
Thank you. That's Nathaniel in Chicago on the Tapman's Towing phone line on Did You Know? Every week, I'm learning something here.
Fascinating.
But he does. He pours through these books. They don't have a TV at home. He reads. And they just do a lot of stuff. And he's very much into history. I have always contended that smart people read a lot. And those that are, you know, freshmen in high school, people who read outside of school do better on the ACT. I think that's absolute fact.
Mm-hmm.
Because they try and trip you up on a few words if you're not comprehending properly or read quick enough. Part of that is gotcha. So anyway, I've just always known that that's a real doorway into super intelligence is reading. Okay, our offer today from Greenview, $500. Greenview wants to plant something. And if you got something for Mother's Day or honoring your wonderful mother or your wife, whatever, that's coming up May 14th. So Greenview wants to do that, and I'm going to give you $500 toward it. I can do two people today. So if you're interested in this unbelievable $500, Greenview is local. They're really good. Skyler's all over it. You're going to work with him. And this is a really cool opportunity to say, man, I really like them and I trust them and I'm going to get them to do that backyard pergola that we've talked. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Because
a lot of this is like, well, who are they? I don't know them. That's a huge deal.
It is.
When you're getting into a contract deal and what you're spending is tens of thousands of dollars, you want to feel comfortable. Let's start out with planting something for somebody special. So if you want that, you just go 217-359-2255. You just text me Greenview, and we will consider your name and your entry. Okay, we're going to break for the news. This is, I don't know, date. What's the date?
It is 420.
420, which is,
you know, like a pot thing.
See, I never knew that.
It's like in the time at between school and before your parents get home. It's around the time that a lot of teenagers.
You mean like on the watch, it's 420. I have never heard that in my life.
Okay. So
that's very common in the marijuana world.
It is.
I am not in the world. But, you know, it's legal now.
The history goes back to, you know, kids used to assemble at 420 at a shed somewhere and pass
shed.
A joint.
Never
and,
knew
you know,
about the shed. I was always at practice. I always had something to practice.
Good for you, Stevie.
I am so square. I am a square peg in a round hole.
Okay, I'll counteract that.
Could you turn
here.
Down that music, please? Turn the music down. Yes.
And I'm turning it up over here.
Too darn loud, kids. We'll break for the news and come back. Stand by. Glad you're listening. It is Thursday, she just told me, 420.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5. We'll break. We'll be right back. Glad you're along. Don't go away. The news, weather, and sports all coming up.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.